It's March 19, the day in 1955 when the movie The Blackboard Jungle premiered. It introduced us to the world of rock and roll, and this hits. Now, is this just a coincidence? It was in 1957 that Elvis bought Graceland. Here's Priscilla taking us on a tour.
This is Elvis's private quarters, going up to the staircase to his room and his private office.
So Graceland was bought by Elvis on this day in 1957. In 1988, Michael Jackson bought the California ranch that he named Neverland, after the home of Peter Pan.
Peter Pan represents something that's very special in my heart. You know, it represents youth, childhood, never growing up.
Birthdays. Ursula Andress is 84, the actress who made a big impression in her first screen role, walking up the beach in Dr. No.
I often come here to get the shells. At first, they used to try to catch me, but they couldn't.
Ruth Poyter is 74. Her and her sisters had 8 top 10 hits in Australia, including Fire, He's So Shy, I'm So Excited, Neutron Dance, and this. Glenn Close is 73 today. Starred in the movies The Big Chill, Dangerous Liaisons, and 101 Dalmatians, but will always be remembered for her role in Fatal Attraction.
What am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls. You change your number. I mean, I'm not going to be ignored, Dad.
Famous TV chef Gabriel Gatte turns 65.
I poured the preparation over 100 grams of the Super Valrhona cooking chocolate.
And one of the biggest movie stars of all time, Bruce Willis, is also 65. And it all started on the TV show Moonlighting. Remember this?
It's your birthday! It's my birthday too, yeah!
Finally, actor and director Patrick McGoohan was also born on this day. He was in the movies Braveheart and Escape from Alcatraz, and well known for appearing in and directing episodes of Columbo. He died aged 80 in 2009.
It is within each of us. That is the most dangerous thing on earth, is what is within us.
Some of the things we're remembering on March 19.